Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today I am here with my dear friend, Nancy, and we are here to talk about something so simple yet so amazing, the topic of water. Welcome, Nancy. How are you today?
I am so good, Courtney. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk about water.
I know, right? Sounds kind of silly, but there is so much to know. A lot of we won't even cover today, but for those of our listeners, me and Nancy met. It wasn't too long ago, but we connected instantaneously in an amazing group of women and entrepreneurs, like-minded, health conscious, just supportive and just encouraging women who we all have each other's back in this great community. And we are very passionate about our water. Some call us water snobs, but I'm not ashamed.
Me neither. Not even close.
Right. So let's dive in. Let's talk about, I know my story and I'll tell mine, but tell me what made you want to upgrade your water for you and your family. What aha moments did you have? And, you know, why did you decide this was something that you needed to do?
Well, Courtney, I'm a 61-year-old mama of three kids, and our youngest is 18. So I'll be actually 62 when she graduates from high school this spring. And yet I feel like I have so much life that I want to live. And I don't want to just age gracefully. I want to age healthfully, feeling my best, having energy. I want to be a fun grandma someday, Lord willing. And I feel like I've always, I'd say for quite a long time, been searching, you know, the supplements, just all the things, wanting to feel my best. And when I found out about this water from my friend Claire, who's in our community, at the time I was drinking Essentia, thinking I was doing the right thing because alkaline is such a buzzword these days, and out of the plastic bottles. And the more information that Claire shared with me about the microplastics and how that water is made alkaline with chemicals, and then just the many health benefits of alkalized water or ionized water. I was talking to my husband and I'm like, okay, when I found out that our bodies are 70%+ water, and if we aren't getting our water right, then the rest doesn't matter nearly as much. So that really got me thinking.
100%. And it's interesting you should say that, because I say that with my clients all the time. You know, I'm the queen of supplements, and you give me an ailment, I can give you an herb, a supplement, or some kind of lifestyle protocol to help, you know, aid you with that. But there's more, because you can be taking all of the expensive supplements, doing all the crazy workouts, eating all the right foods. But if your gut's out of check, if your gut's not in check, if your gut's out of order, if you're not absorbing things properly, if you have leaky gut, all these things that keep our body running smoothly, if that's not right from the ground, from the root, right? Like, none of this stuff is possible. And it's maybe, you know, a certain percentage working to do good things for the body, but it's certainly not maximizing, you know, your efforts, basically.
Oh, absolutely. And this water does help so much with absorbing supplements. So that's another huge positive, I think.
Right. So for our listeners, so we are talking about hydrogen water, ionized water, alkaline water. It's got a lot of names, a lot of, you know, like Nancy said, there's buzzwords out there now. And just like supplements, there's a lot of bad products out there. There's a lot of misleading information out there. And, you know, especially, you know, it's like almost like with different foods and snacks and you know, water's the same way. You know, I thought I was really doing a good thing for my body, spending extra money on Fiji water. And that was the best of the best. It tasted so much better. It was so much more crisp and refreshing. And it was coming from a great source. But one thing that I didn't take into consideration was the plastic, like the, just let alone, you know, what actually, let's check out the water and see exactly what's going on. What is the pH of it? What other chemicals are they putting in it to treat it to make sure that it's, you know, that it's quote unquote healthy. But the biggest factor for me is plastics. So, you know, there's been different studies, and then the big recalls that have come out even in the past like 6 months. I know that there was one with Fiji. Wasn't there one with another big company too?
I cannot remember. I'm not sure, but I do know of one study that they studied 159 different brands of bottled waters. And out of those 159, 93%, they found microplastics, and some were visible to the human eye. And that is scary to me.
It's so scary. And, you know, taking it a step further to kind of explain for our listeners, okay, microplastics, well, what does that mean? What does that do? You know, this is why we see things that are so rampant in our world. We're wondering why so many people are ending up with things like cancer or autoimmune diseases, MS, lupus. They're getting crazy arthritis, things that are popping up or that pop up when your immune system is compromised. And, you know, looking at these different conditions and you know, seeing people, you know, their health deteriorating and...
Yes.
And this isn't just from one thing like water. This is coming from a lot of different things. But when we think of how many things, even when we make choices to buy, let's just say organic vegetables, so many things are still wrapped in these plastics that are leaching into our foods, our water supply. And it's so scary. And then we look at things like infertility, you know, when these plastics are absorbing, and it makes me so fearful for our children and our next generation. And it's becoming so prevalent that I forget what there was a couple of studies. The one was like a cancer study where it was like 50% of kids by the age of like 10 will have cancer or some form of cancer by like 2027 or something. Like, it's wild. And it's
scary.
It's like something has to be done. Like, people have to start to open their eyes and say, what can I do to be proactive? And this is just one way to do it, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. And this water, we don't claim to treat, cure, prevent anything by any means. But when you are giving your body the water that delivers the nutrients, that helps detoxify the body, it helps your body do what it was designed to do and heal.
Absolutely. And I always look at that, not to get total geeky sciencey, although I am a total science geek.
I love it.
I love to geek out on science. But, you know, just to break it down for, you know, our listeners, looking at something like hydrogen water and it's ionized with that hydrogen ion, we're basically looking at minimizing free radicals. And you hear these buzzwords, you know, free radicals, oxidative stress, these things that, you know, that we're exposed to every day. So I tell people with oxidative stressors, that can be anything from, I start with the air you're breathing, the water you're drinking, and the food you're eating, whether it's the pesticides, whether it's preservatives, looking at your skincare products, your household products, anything you're putting in and on your skin, cleaning your house with laundry detergents, deodorants, scented candles, anything that you're bringing into your body that's not natural, that disrupts your hormones and that can affect these chemical bonds, basically create free radicals in the body. And when those free radicals happen, that's where things like cancer start. When you have these bonds that want to bind to something and they don't have something to properly bind to. So to just kind of stop there and not get too geeky, you know, the hydrogen bonds are basically what stops these free radicals, in turn keeps the body healthy. And like you were started out saying, like talking about longevity and feeling good, having energy and all these things, because let's face it, we can't live in a bubble, right? We can't, all these things are exposed to air, water. We can't be like, okay, we're just not doing it, right?
Nope.
But we can certainly do things like change the water that we're drinking to help set forth a positive, healthy body.
And that's so easy. I mean, to me, it's like, we should be drinking water anyway, right? And so what an easy change to make that could produce just so many health benefits.
I love that. And I feel like it's, like you said, it's simple, you know, and sometimes it's hard to stick to different plans, or maybe it's mm-hmm. hard to stick to a different nutrition plan or supplement mm-hmm. or whatever exercise, whatever people are doing. But this is simple. It's way simple. For me, when I decided to upgrade my water, I was drinking reverse osmosis water. Mm-hmm. And I met Katie in our group, and Katie was amazing. And she wanted to do a water report for me.
Right.
Like, okay, that's great. I was like, started with, I was doing the reverse osmosis. I thought I was doing the best for myself. Yeah. Okay, whatever. And I found that my water had arsenic. I needed an arsenic filter when I brought my water ionizer. And I mean, that was like, how could I not, at that point, after knowing that, how could I not Mm-mm. go forward with this? Like, and to upgrade, like, that was wild to me. And then, you know, that was the kind of the mm-hmm. aha moment that I had. But I also look at it from your point of view too. Like, I do so many things, you know, especially I'm the functional pharmacist who's always, I'll do anything to test it on myself first and put it out there. And I'm like, if I'm not doing all of the things that I know are capable of my power to do, you know, I always, you know, so for me, that was like a game changer for me when I found out that the filtration I needed, and then I dove in.
You can't unsee that kind of a thing.
No. Not at all.
I mean, that was like when, not to totally switch gears, but when my husband, when we got the machine, mm-hmm. and because there are so many uses to this machine, one being the highly alkaline water that emulsifies oil, which then it removes herbicides and pesticides because they are oil-based. So they're oil-based on the produce so that they don't wash off in the rain, but then they also don't wash off in your sink. So when I first got the machine and I washed some cherry tomatoes, and I did a little comparison with soap, some in tap water, some in the 11.5. And when my husband saw that the water, the tap water was still clear that the cherry tomatoes were in versus the 11.5 was yellow.
Yep.
My husband was like, oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. I get it now. Okay. This was a great investment.
It's so true. And I want to say the first thing I did was strawberries, and I was like, ew, like, oh my gosh. Like, I know what normally comes off them when I wash them, but it was like game changer. And it's wild. Like you said, the oil, like you can feel it when you like rub your fingers underneath the 11.5.
Yes.
Like an oily, it's like a very like oily, like it's very like smooth and slick and very oily. But it makes sense why, you know, again, the geeky science of it, why it's taking off the things, what, how they're binding to it when it's an oil like that. So that's just one of the many uses that we use it for too in my house. Knowing that we can change the pH to wash our produce. How about the beauty water? Are you loving the 6
pH? I'm a fan.
Yep.
Yes. I love the 6.0 beauty water. I use it morning and night, as a facial toner, you know, firms, tightens, tones your skin. I love it. I will sometimes use it as a leave-in conditioner when my hair is still wet, and then comb it through.
I love that. For those of you that can't see Nancy right now, she has the most gorgeous curly hair. It's like fabulous. It's like very, very hair envy kind of hair. Just saying. Because you can only hear us. In that scene. But yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And the plants, water the plants, because the 6.0 mimics the same pH as rainwater. So it's amazing for household plants. Also as a window cleaner.
That's amazing. And I'm glad you brought up that topic. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you what I did to my aloe plant?
Oh no, what'd you do?
I gave it a little root rot. I gave it the 9.5 It was not good, but I'm revitalizing it. I took it out of the soil. We're nurturing back to health. It's okay. But I didn't realize this. So I fed it what I drink, the 9.5.
Yep.
It was a little too alkaline for my aloe plant. And then when I started to research in the community and I saw that, I was like, oh, I was like, no, I did that to my poor baby. So I learned that one the hard way, but, so now I know to give the plants 6. But yeah, it was too much. It was too alkaline for the plants So I did learn that one the hard way, but, I'm using the 2.5 as a teeth whitener. That's fabulous.
2.5 is one of my favorites. And it makes that, because the 2.5 combines with the salt solution in the tank that produces hypochlorous acid, which is FDA approved as a disinfectant, even in hospitals, dental offices. It's considered a medical device in Japan. And so it's replaced hand sanitizer for me. And trust me, I made Purell popular even before most people did. So I'm really happy to replace Purell with the 2.5. It's amazing for wound care. If you have little kids, you know, they're always getting scrapes and falling and cutting and this and that. And it's amazing for that. My dad is, my dear dad is 99 years old, years young, I should say, you know, and he has very thin skin. So I always make sure that he sprays his skin when he bumps it with the 2.5. It's a great household cleaner, disinfectant, antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral.
Yes. Did you hear that, guys? All of those things. So this is like a replacement. This is something that you can be, you know, spraying and wiping your countertops with, that's not harsh chemicals, and it works. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say even better, because it's what all the harsh chemicals do, but it's natural. It's just using water at a low pH. It's just amazing. There's just so many uses for it. So I don't know. I don't even know what I did before I had it. I'm obsessed with it.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say that. It's so true. Oh my goodness.
Right? And there's just so many things to do with it. I mean, it's just fantastic. So a lot of times people reach out. I know we both do a lot of posts on, you know, on social media and trying to just, you know, more than anything, just educate people and let people know that this is available and it's affordable. And some people, you know, affordable, what's affordable to people these days? It is an investment, but it's a well worth it investment. That, you know, what do they say in our community? It's basically, if you're buying bottled water, which I think most people have to these days, if you're buying bottled water, you're making up the cost of it in 2.5 years, but that's right. Just for the water portion of it, not to mention all of these other uses that we're talking about, you know, where you could be using it as, you know, skincare, cleaners, washing your produce, all of these things. So it's pretty awesome.
And laundry detergent.
Oh my gosh. Tell me about laundry detergent. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. So use the 11.5, which is the highly alkaline.
Uh-huh.
You can either add like a few drops of like a lavender essential oil, or I've added like a little bit, like I'll fill a detergent, like an old detergent bottle with the 11.5 and about a quarter cup or so of like the Dr. Bronner's Castile soap, which is basically essential oils also. Uh-huh. More to add a nice scent. Uh-huh. And so talk about saving money.
Right.
And the laundry comes out beautiful and yeah. And a stain remover again, you know, a friend of mine bought a machine. Husband wasn't completely excited about that, but I will tell you that he'll hand his shorts or clothes. He'll get grease on him. He's like, okay, well, will you just help get this stain out for me? because he knows it'll do it.
That's amazing. So wait a minute. I haven't done the laundry thing yet. What's a stain remover? What pH are we using for stain remover?
11.5.
Really? And that makes sense because if you're cleaning the oil with the oil, like, oh, that's very interesting. Oh, I'm so excited. I have to go find something with a stain that I wasn't able to
get. Yep. Absolutely.
I love it. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, and they're awesome too. I mean, just even looking around, this company has been around for 50 years. Like they're not going anywhere. And I love the fact that like, they make good on everything too. Like you can send your machine in for maintenance and if something goes wrong, they're there to troubleshoot and walk you through things and, you know, set it up to fit your, you know, your faucet so that it, you know, it flows with whatever you have going on. So that's pretty awesome too. And the fact that it's, you know, people have had their machines for 30 plus years and they're still working, ionizing, doing what they need to do. It's just absolutely an amazing product.
Well, I totally agree. I truly don't know what I did without it or before I had it. Yeah.
I know, me too. So for me, I mean, I don't know. I look at it like, I love for people, I just, you know, just for like the education point of view, for people to really understand these machines. Like, I love the way you started this conversation with like longevity. Like it's helping do things that we don't even know at the cellular level, hydrating at the cellular level, like doing things where so many people like that come to me in the functional medicine space have these issues that are like, you know, a lot of things like post-COVID where people have this like mitochondria damage in their cells where they might have like chronic fatigue or brain fog, anxiety, like these things that are just not treatable with Western medicine. Mm-hmm. And when we start to dive into the cellular level of things, like diving into water, again, the basic concept of water and what we're doing to our bodies, I feel like it's just so important and I just can't stress that enough to people. So it's not just the longevity portion, but it's also, you know, almost like what we can do to help reset our bodies to do the healthy things, or if the things are going wrong in our bodies, how we can almost, you know, almost start to put ourselves on a good path. Like you said earlier, we're not claiming to, you know, heal anything, fix anything, cure anything, but certainly feeding yourself with the right water is so important to our over health and wellness.
And it's such, you know, it mimics water that has been struck by lightning. You know, it's, you know, this machine basically shocks the water. And so it's like the most natural water that you can drink, really. It's like, it's the water that God originally created. And I heard an interesting fact that 75% of people are walking around dehydrated. Does that shock you?
Yeah. You know, that's a big thing, like in the functional space where even when people think that they're drinking water, like they're not, you're still, if you're not hitting it down to the cellular level, again, like you're not potentially absorbing it. It's kind of almost comes back to the whole absorption idea. So yes, it doesn't shock me because I've heard the same statistics before, but it's shocking that that many people are going around and not living their best life because of that. Right.
Absolutely. And this water does that because it goes through the electrolysis process. So it makes it basically smaller. So because it is smaller, and we could get scientific and feel free, but I'm just going to say smaller, you know, so that it drives the nutrients into the cells. It actually crosses the blood-brain barrier. So it does hydrate on that cellular level.
And let's just dive in while we're on the topic before we wrap things up. Athletes, right? Athletes.
Yes.
What are the benefits for athletes?
Oh my gosh. It recovery is huge. It helps athletes recover faster. I just actually listened to a guy who obviously is a proponent of this water. He is involved in different pro sports teams. And he was talking about the difference between like a sports drink, you know, and talking about the lactate levels.
Uh-huh.
And that, that when you are drinking this water, it increases your ability to perform by 50% because it keeps your energy level high for a longer period of time.
And that then makes complete sense.
Yeah. And breaks down the lactic acid. You can recover faster.
Yeah. And
that's why there are so many pro athletes that drink this water.
And it is, and it's, again, it's the concept of it hydrating at the cellular level where it's getting into the cell and it's doing what it needs to do at that level so that as you're utilizing cells burning through energy, yeah, all of your proteins, amino acids, all of the things that you're using to, while you're doing a intense workout, you're replacing it before, during, after with, you know, with proper hydration.
Absolutely.
I love that. So really there's not a person this isn't for, right?
I do not think there is. I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
Awesome. Oh, and the pets,
mm-hmm,
they drink 8.5.
I give our pets 7.0 and I'm so okay. Proud they haven't barked. 7.
I love that.
I give ours the 7.0, which is the, what we call the clean water.
Okay.
So it's very neutral for them.
Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not dabbled. I'll give my dog sometimes the 8.5, but I don't register her on the regular yet. She has a lot of GI issues and I've been hesitant because I think that it would be really good for her, but I know people have talked about it in the community about, mm-hmm, animals. And I feel like I need to start to up my game with her more. So I should start, mm-hmm, with the 7.0, you said.
And that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to start that for her. She's listening somewhere. I'm proud that she didn't bark either. We got through the whole podcast without any of our doggies barking. Yay!
That's a success.
It's total success.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Well, I appreciate all of your awesome information. Do you have anything else to add that you can think of? I think we covered a lot of information.
I do too. Not at the moment. I can't. I mean, there's so much, but you can go so many different directions with it. But I think that was a great overview.
Absolutely. So our information is going to be in the show notes. If anybody wants to set up a call with us to go over a machine and to talk about, you know, how you could benefit or, you know, what your hookup would be like or get a water, mm-hmm, report or do anything to kind of set the you know, path going to upgrade your water, definitely reach out. Nancy's information will be in the show notes. Follow her on social media. Her reels are awesome. She has fun content. She makes me smile every day.
Oh, bless you, honey.
Thank you so much for being on today, Nancy. Have a wonderful day.
I loved it. You too. Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.